Hey there, and welcome to Unscripted with Liz. I'm Liz, and this is where we chat about my journey through student teaching, graduation, and all things education, minus the formalities. So if you're into real talk and a bit of fun along the way, you're in the right spot. So grab a drink, get comfy, and let's dive into today's conversation. Hey there, and welcome to my first ever episode of Unscripted with Liz. I am so excited to be here today and record this for you all to enjoy. Hopefully, we get to build a great community out of this, and it's going to be just a really fun process. So essentially, let me just start by telling you a little bit about myself. I am from the Midwest, and I currently live in the South, where I am beginning student teaching and getting to enjoy my life in education. But let me tell you a little bit more about me personally. I have a lot of different interests that I'd love to tell you about. I think it's kind of obvious that education is one of them, but some of my other interests include like crocheting and going golfing and roller skating. And I've done a lot of different things. I like to consider myself a jack of all trades. So there is really not nothing I'm not going to try. And that kind of sums up my interest. I feel like there's a lot more that I'd be able to dive into and talk about, but I'm not entirely sure. So we're going to leave it there. I am in my 20s, if anyone was interested. Sorry. See, this is the problem with an unscripted podcast. It is constantly going to be grammatical errors, me correcting myself and being 100% frustrated with it all. But I think that's kind of the fun part about me creating Unscripted with Liz. It is just a fun, unscripted experience where I am able to share my experience with student teaching and my life in education and so many more things along those lines. So let me tell you a little bit about how I ended up where I am today. So when I first started my undergraduate degree, I was a biology major with an emphasis in chemistry and data science and pre-med. And when I say emphasis, I actually mean minors. So I had a minor in chemistry and data science and then an emphasis in pre-med. And I was 100% for sure, for certain, nobody was going to tell me otherwise, I am going to med school. Once I started my first week of classes in that semester, I quickly learned all the requirements that are required for med school. And I knew it was going to be extra time required to be able to go to med school. But then I realized, actually, the extra time is more like the next 20 years of my life. And at the time, I was 18. So really, I was seeing myself as a 40-year-old just really starting their career, because medical school takes a lot of dedication and a lot of time because what they do is very important. And I decided that wasn't for me. So instead of continuing down that path, I said, you know what? Let's go ahead and switch my major to nursing. I graduated high school as a certified nurse's assistant. I absolutely loved working at nursing homes and hospitals. So I was like, let me go ahead and get my BSN so I can become a registered nurse and still continue down the path of medicine, even if it is not as a doctor. When I tell you that nursing school kicked my behind, I am not even joking. Like, CNA school, not even remotely close. Then again, it was also more tangible for a high schooler, I suppose. But when I got to nursing school, I tell you, it was not great. I struggled significantly every day, every test from the beginning to my very last day being a part of the nursing school at my college. It was a constant struggle, and I absolutely 1000% hated it. So I finally got to a point to where, I'm gonna be so honest with you, I was about to get kicked out of nursing school. I had failed like 2 classes. I was severely depressed, honestly. Sorry, that took kind of a dark turn. Ooh, but it was not great. I was like, listen, something's got to give, because listen, it ain't gonna be me. I gotta finish school. I gotta get a degree, because trade school, was an option, but it wasn't an option for me. Nothing that I was truly interested in, nothing that I had a passion for. So I was like, I'm going to get this undergraduate degree. I just don't know in what yet. So I decided, let me go back to biology, because worst comes to worst, I get my biology degree and I can go and work in a lab and have a great time and figure out next steps from there. I mean, that was the plan, right? Then I switched my major back to biology and ended up hating it. And if anyone knows me, you know I love the sciences, especially biology. It was my favorite. I took AP Bio in high school. I bragged about it and still kind of do sometimes. But I absolutely loved the sciences, especially biology. So when I was not successful in my biology degree either, I was like, man, what's going on? Like, I know they say college isn't for everybody, but man, I at least wanted to get one degree and I couldn't even get through that. So I finally said, all right, clearly something is not right, because I'm just failing left, right, and center. At this point, I'm thinking college really isn't for me. I'm most likely not going to graduate, and I'm going to have to be okay with that. And then my family and some guidance of others in my life helped me figure out that perhaps I should consider education. Someone told me in high school, have you ever considered education? I laughed. I said, that's funny. Education? Who do I look like being somebody's teacher? And then also, from what I heard, educators are severely underpaid. I'm trying to live a life of travel and fun, but I can't do that on a teacher's salary, can I? And that was my whole mentality in high school. Finally got to college, struggle bus, Central. And I said, you know what? Let me stop doing what I want to do and start doing what I am called to do. And I felt like I was being called to education. And when I got to the College of Education, it was a complete 180. When I tell you, I have never felt such a belonging and such a profound love for a job than I did when I switched to education. And I knew in that moment that education was where I was supposed to be. I have loved every moment since. I am actually, believe it or not, a 5-year undergraduate student going on 5.5 years. And I'm gonna be completely real. I was 100% and still kind of am embarrassed about it, because an undergraduate degree is supposed to take you 4 years. Here I am an extra 1.5 years later and I still don't have a degree to show for it. But finally, we have reached the end of a road. I am student teaching now. So that's a little bit about how I got here and how I ended up where I am today. So aside from talking about me, let's talk a little bit about this podcast before I dive deep into week zero, first day jitters. This podcast, which I have so lovingly called Unscripted with Liz, is a 100% unscripted podcast. Essentially, what that means for me is that I write an outline, I create an idea of the things I want to talk about in the episode, but other than that, it's just me talking. And it is, when I tell you unscripted, I mean unscripted. So you're going to get the grammatical errors. You're going to get the I'm laughing at myself because of what I just said and everything in between. There is nothing about this podcast that is scripted. So here I am to 100% embarrass myself because my grammar will most inevitably just trip me up 1,000 times every second. And so, you know what? That's okay. But it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it is so, like, characteristically accurate for me to do an unscripted podcast. If I completely scripted this thing, I feel like it wouldn't be any fun. And I really just love to talk to people and kind of talk in general and then hear opinions and all the fun things that come with that. So essentially, that's what I'm doing. I'm talking. This is more of a conversational podcast than anything. So when I tell you it is all things education minus the formalities, I 100% meant that. When I tell you I will slip up on my grammar, if you have not already heard, I will. And it's going to be okay because nobody is perfect. It's going to be fun. We're going to build a community from this of educators and college students and student teaching experiences. And it is going to be great. I am so excited for everything that comes with me starting this podcast. So without further ado, let's just jump into first day jitters. So my first week, I guess I really should say first week jitters, because I was actually supposed to start on a Friday. And then after meeting with our school advisors and stuff, I learned I was actually starting on that Monday. And I so thankful that my mentor teacher was like, hey, it would be really great if you came to our PD days, which stands for professional development, if you did not know. But he was like, it'd be so great if you came for our PD days, but I completely understand. Like, if you have already have plans, don't come and don't, like, you know, cancel all those plans just to come and be part of PD. And I was like, I'm gonna be so for real with you. I was 100% prepared mentally to come in on Friday, not to come in on Monday. So I said, would it be okay if I came in on Tuesday? And thankfully, so understanding, he said it would be okay. So I started on Tuesday, 3 days earlier than I was supposed to start, but it's okay. Each day was such a valuable experience and honestly was so much fun. Who knew professional development could be so great? And when you're not the teacher, because like they actually have things that they have to get done. You know, they got to set up the classroom. They got to talk with the team. They got to go through training and all these other things and talk about developments and data and all the things getting prepared for students. But as a student teacher, obviously, like I don't have those same responsibilities because I'm not the teacher of the classroom or I'm not even an employee. So, but going, it was really great to see everything before like I ever have to do it. And I'm really lucky that I get to start at the beginning of a school year. Typically, people start in the second semester or the spring semester. So they start after 2 quarters have passed. So I'm really lucky to like start at the beginning and meet the parents and the students before they ever start school. But aside from that, when we're talking about week zero, my first day was mostly team like training. So I am student teaching in a kindergarten classroom. I'm so excited. I actually have very little experience with kindergarten. Throughout my entire degree, I've had at least, you know, my entire educational degree. Most of my experiences have been with second grade or higher. And I think I had one time where I got to spend some time with some first graders. But other than that, I have mostly been with upper elementary. And I was like, I would like to have an experience with lower elementary, like the kindergartners, because when I start teaching, I have no idea, like what everyone keeps asking me, like, what grade do you want to teach? And for the longest, I was like, oh, I want to teach second grade because one, they're not going to pee on my rug, thankfully. And also, they're still young enough to just be happy to be there because if you don't know, which I'm sure you don't because I haven't told you, I am incredibly short. I'm 5'3". Which I've also been told is average, so I guess I'm average height. But being 5'3" and these kids skyrocketing in height in fifth grade, I know I will get bullied. I know I will get bullied by a fifth grader. I just could feel it. So I was like, let me get some experience with the littles at the elementary school, the kindergartners, before I fully decide what grade I want to be a part of. So from there, I went to the first PD day, and it was all team training and, like, development for the kindergarten team, which was really cool to see and honestly very informative because we got to go over some of the curriculum and the unit preparation and how we were going to execute things like ELA and math and work with our ELs, which are our English learners. So learned a lot of really great information that day, and my amazing mentor teacher was like, how are you doing? I know we just like threw a lot of information. And I was like, honestly, I'm just here for the vibes. I was like, listen, I have no idea really what I'm doing or how this is going to go. But I'm like, I'm just here right now, and I'm loving it. It was honestly really great to be able to come in on that kind of day and just see what you're doing in your grade level. Like, see the plan, actually go into some of the curriculum and see, like, examples. Like, they did examples with different people in the team on how you would execute a certain activity or a certain, like, questioning, or how would you do a turn and talk and things like that. And, like, obviously, I've had experience being able to do that in school and with practicing and things like that, but I have not seen it on this level. So it was really great to be able to see, like, seasoned teachers not actually doing it, but, like, giving examples in a more, I guess, what is the word I'm trying to think of? In a more, like, structured area. I don't know what I'm trying to say, how I'm trying to say it, but essentially being able to see the work before the work has to actually be done with kids was incredibly helpful. So, like, mock work, it was just really great. It was actually kind of fun because, you know, you kind of pretend to be the kindergartners while they're doing it. That's always been kind of fun for me. But so that was the first day. That's literally all it was. And it was great. I absolutely 100% enjoyed it. Yeah, but they also, oh, this is not even related to PD per se, but they got me this little name plaque with my name on it. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cute. And that is so sweet. I have my own little desk space in my mentor teacher's classroom. So that's really nice too. I have my, like, own chair and everything. So really exciting things happening on that first day. I met a lot of new people. My mentor teacher was like, I don't want to overwhelm you with meeting all of these new people. Oh, and here's Mrs. Oh, and this is Mr. Oh, and they work. So it was, like, really funny to be there and be like, oh, I don't want to overwhelm you, but here's, like, 30 people that you can meet right now. And I will say, for the first time in a long time, I didn't feel overwhelmed. It was just really nice to get to see the school's community and the school staff and teachers and everything and everyone along those lines before I started student teaching there. So it was really nice. I was really glad for the opportunity. And that kind of summarizes day one. I'm trying to think of how day two went. Day two was, you know, I should have taken like more notes and things so that I can remember everything we did. Day two was a lot of, like, district-wide PD, if that makes sense. And all the PD was actually localized to the school, which I learned they hadn't done in years past. So when I say district-wide PD, it's not like the entire district was there full of teachers and admin and everything like that, but it was, like, the district's PD. So it wasn't specific to that school or a grade level, but it was, like, the information that the district wanted us to know. So we went over that stuff, just kind of a lot of logistics. There's really not much else to say about that. It was a lot of listening, and a few, like, you know, intro tasks and things like that. Honestly, that summarizes day two. It was just a lot of listening and a lot of information from the district in terms of, like, content and stuff. Like, we talked about math district-wide and how that's going to work, and then ELA district-wide and how do these things work? And how do we need it to look this year? What's changing? What do you need to know? How are we going to execute it? You know, things like that on a district level. Day three was so much fun. Just kind of another district-wide PD day where we didn't really go over content quite as much and more over just like logistics of procedures and how to keep our students safe and how do those procedures look and what's changing, what's coming up, what we need to be aware of, how is this going to work in the future, how has it worked in the past, and if you had any questions, along with also talking a little bit more about our EL, so are those English learners, and how we're going to support them and what it looks like and the deadlines for those things and just a lot of different stuff. It was a lot of fun, but it was just really another listening day. Just listening and taking in information, asking questions, and just going over those logistics that aren't content-based. And then I spent 4 days. So then day four, sorry for the stuttering, day four was we opened the day up with like a craft, which was so fun, that we'll be utilizing later on throughout the year, and really excited for that, to see how that comes out. We also did other crafts throughout the week that we'll see how they come out throughout the year, but last day we opened with a craft, and then the rest of the day was individual planning. So literally working on the classroom and its setup, and also making sure that, like, if there were workbooks that needed to be passed out to the K team or the kindergarten team, that they were passed out and everything like that. Talking to people, getting things sorted and organized, and kind of just understanding. And it was planned, but it wasn't like the past 2 days where we were doing a lot of sitting and listening and things like that. Just individual planning. It was really, really just kind of chill. As chill as planning can be. So that kind of summarizes week zero. Week zero was, I've said a lot. I also kind of talk fast. I'm not entirely sure how long these podcasts are going to be, but that summarizes week zero. Week zero was no kids, professional development, and a lot of prep, which was just really great. And I'm actually very glad that I started a few days earlier instead of starting on that Friday, because not having those experiences, I feel like I would have been a lot more in the dark than I am now. Like, there's just so much information that I was able to receive and retain that I feel like it's going to be a really great year. I'm really excited, and yeah, I mean, there's not much else to say about it. That was week zero. The first week is next week from when I'm recording this, so I'm really excited to like talk to you guys about how that is going to go, or how it went, I guess. And you know, just talk about more things, education and student teaching. Let's talk a little bit about what next week is going to look like, though. So next week is going to be our first days of school. They actually start on Tuesday, so really excited for that. But we start the week off with more individual prep, so just really, really wrapping up that classroom, because they're coming to school the next day. And then also what they call meet the teacher. So a really great opportunity to not only, I guess, for the families to meet us as teachers, which I'm part of meet the teacher because I will be student teaching, and there will be a point in the semester where I will take over the classroom fully. So I get to meet the families and get to meet the kids before they come. So I'm super excited. I don't think there are any, you know, that's what it is. There's not much else to say about it. It's meet the teacher. I'm really excited to see how it goes and talk about it. with you guys next week. And then the first few days, because I am in kindergarten, the first our first 2 days are half days, which is really exciting for me. I think it's more exciting for me than it is for the kindergartners that my first two, like, official days of student teaching, like, with an active classroom are half days. Really excited. I'm just super, super excited. Yeah. And it's really nice because my mentor teacher, he is EL certified and I'm not. So I really do, I get to see a lot more than what I have been able to experience. And I won't be EL certified when I graduate, which is really unfortunate. But because of how my, like, degree path was going, it just didn't make sense for me to add that, because I would have had to be, I would have been like a 6-year senior. And like I mentioned earlier, I was already well enough embarrassed for having to spend 5.5 years on my undergraduate degree. I didn't want to have to spend another semester. So it just made more sense for me to keep the track that I was on, which I don't think I actually mentioned. I'm an elementary education major with a minor in biology. So, yes, and actually, plot twist, I was really successful in biology after it was no longer my major. So, yeah, I don't know what was going on with that, but that, and then the last 2 days of the week are going to be full days with our kindergartners, and I'm really excited. This whole process so far has just really been me taking in information, asking questions, and trying to prepare for the kids coming and for this new, I guess, season of my education experience. Because I'm not going to school traditionally how I have in the past years. Like, I'm going to school, but I'm, like, in the classroom teaching every day, Monday through Friday. And I do have night classes that I'll probably end up talking about at some point in time, but haven't started those yet, thankfully. I would like to get adjusted first before we start those night classes. But other than that, yeah, this is it, you know? This is where we're at, and I'm incredibly excited and very, very lucky to be able to go through this. And I really hope, I have a lot of hopes for this podcast. I have no idea if any of them are going to come true, but I hope that other student teachers find this podcast and can relate to some of these things. And, you know, as we go throughout this season, but can relate to some of these things, and educators can come and give, you know, helpful tools and information and, like, the comments and stuff, or email me. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm really excited for not only the student teaching experience, but for this podcast, because I feel like it's a really great, unique, kind of fun way for me to express myself, because I love talking so much. So I hope you guys enjoy listening, and I hope we build a great community out of this. I feel like there is probably a lot more I could say, but as for a first podcast, I feel like this is maybe a good place to stop. So thank you so much for joining me today, and I really look forward to our next episode after week one, the official week one. So I think it's going to be great. All right. See you later, guys. That's it for today. I hope you had as much fun listening as I did chatting. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share with your friends. Got something to say or a topic you want me to cover? Find me on Instagram at unscriptedwithliz or drop me an email at unscriptedwithliz@gmail.com. Thanks for hanging out with me today, and I'll catch you next time. Keep learning, keep laughing, and keep it unscripted. We'll be right back.